That's the sound of cars, trucks, and buses speeding back and forth from downtown Buffalo on the Martin Luther King Jr. Expressway. It's formerly known as the Kensington Expressway. It's a section of Route 33 built in the early 60s. Its installation wiped out a tree-lined parkway designed by Frederick Law Olmsted. Today, the sunken expressway cuts straight through an African-American community.
It was like they're building the Erie Canal. That's what it reminded you of.
That's 67-year-old Al Thompson, who lives nearby. He remembers playing football with his friends on Humboldt Parkway's wide median strip. Thompson describes the expressway as a road built so that whites working downtown could quickly get to and from their suburban homes.
You would look down on the expressway and you could see into the cars, you know, from the bridges going across. It's all white folks during the rush hours. Even town.
Thompson and others see the expressway as a symbol of redlining. That federal policy guided home loans for years after World War II. Experts say it led to racially segregated city neighborhoods and mostly white suburbs.
Now, it wasn't until later, when I got to be a little bit more academically astute, that I understood how sinister the aspect of redlining was. And in my mind, that 33 was the Red Line Express.
The University at Buffalo's Henry Taylor Jr. says the expressway changed city neighborhoods.
So they had planned the design and the construction of 33 before the African-American population got there. They were had not yet started constructions until the 1960s. So whites knew that the highway was coming through, and they started to sell their houses to blacks.
Taylor is the founding director for the Center of Urban Studies. He says highways were put in areas where there were fewer single-family homes and more industry. Low-income workers, blacks, and Latinos typically lived in these areas.
They are living, number one, on the lands that are most likely to be polluted.
Julian Marshall is a University of Washington professor and co-author of a report on one of those pollutants, nitrogen dioxide. It's emitted from vehicles and can contribute to asthma. The report showed that across the nation, minorities face a much higher exposure than whites.
So where people live and also where the pollution is, there's this huge legacy that kind of stretches back. And so, you know, all the issues that happened, you know, 50 years ago and you had redlining and, you know, these other issues, those are still present today when you look at cities.
Now, experts have some ideas for reducing these disparities. Marshall says government officials should continue to push to reduce air pollution. And Taylor says solutions can start with changing the road system.
Part of the problem with 33 and the thousands upon thousands of cars, no green infrastructure.
Thompson also has some ideas. He has a form of leukemia that some studies suggest is linked to vehicle emissions. The disease is in remission, and he spends much of his free time working with a group called Restore Our Community Coalition. It aims to raise money to cover part of Route 33 and restore the lush green Humboldt Parkway. Thompson thinks that could address the old wounds from redlining.
It will go a long, long way to the healing of some of the ills that plague us and will be a physical example for all to see. Yes, we were wrong. We made a mistake, but we made it right now.
For WBFO News, this is Angelica Morrison.